Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Deon Alexander. DeonAlexander. Deon Alexander. Date of birth is 12/5/89. Date of accident 4/27/2022. Date of service 5/13/2022. Chief complaint, severe pain in the left knee, left wrist, upper and lower back, and the right shoulder. History of automobile accident, Mr. Deon Alexander alleges a automobile accident as the cause of all the symptoms. This accident occurred on 4/27/2022 as follows. We were traveling as a passenger on the rear seat on the right alone in an Uber vehicle in a truck 2008 Tahoe. The accident occurred on 7 Mile and Strasburg, Strasburg. The accident occurred at 40 to 50 miles an hour while their vehicle was stopped at 7 Mile traveling west. The other car was traveling on eastbound 7 Mile and it didn't stop on a red light and hit four cars and then collided front driver side. The Uber driver is surprisingly okay. There were no tickets issued. The police came at the scene, ambulance came at the scene, and the patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Airbag deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, and the patient was not wearing a seatbelt. The impact of the accident spun the car 360 degrees, and the car is total. The front head is completely destroyed, head-on collision. As a result of this impact, patient report that he hit hit his head to the seat in front. He hit his left knee into the seat and injured the headrest also after jarring his head into the headrest. Although the headrest and seat belts are not broken. History of the presenting illness, patient reports that he was taken to St. John Hospital, Mora Street on the day of accident by ambulance. X-ray and CT scan were done for the spine and head and neck were found to be negative. The patient is reporting headaches which are mainly located to the front, mild to moderate, and they are off and on, associated with vomiting, but not sensitive to the light or noise, and they're not associated with any nausea, seizure, or aura. Symptom of TBI. The following symptom of TBI are reported. Patient reports that he is suffering from blurred vision, loss of vision field, vomiting which occurred 2 days ago in the morning, nightmares, lack of focus. However, the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, or loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunction. And sleep is affected, but there is no subtle anesthesia or weakness, lightheadedness, and no numbness, tinglings are reported, and no trouble walking is reported. Other symptoms are that the patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is almost like 7, mid-back and lower back pain is also 7. However, there is no radiation of the pain to the upper extremities or fingers and no radiation to the buttocks or lower legs or toes. The patient reports he can move both the shoulder to 180 degrees without any pain. And in the left wrist, there is tightness and there is a pain which is off and on in the wrist area. It involves some part of the hand. In the left knee, there is again some pain on 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can walk up to 2 blocks, but eventually he gets tired and he cannot walk it because it's painful. He can sit and stand okay. Sleep is affected. Patient is able to sleep only 3 hours. These pains are reported to be present several times a day as hot, burning, aching, sharp, and cramping. And pain intensity varies from 7 to 8, while ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending and walking and improved by lying down. A CT scan was only done and X-rays were done at the St. John Moras, the records of which are being obtained. The There is no associated bladder, bowel incontinence, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pains, and needle. There is no treatment patient has obtained, no therapy, no chiropractor, acupuncture, or any medical consultation. Only home treatment has been obtained. System review is all negative. In past surgical history, patient has had surgery for left wrist and hand for tendon repair at Providence Hospital, but unrelated to this accident. In the allergies to medication, patient is not allergic to any medications. Family history, the mother is alive and she had a surgery on the left shoulder. Father is alive and no medical problems. Siblings, five brothers are all alive, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single and he lives with his dad with no kids. Job, he is a CDL driver for the truck training, not working anymore because he cannot carry out the job duties. He is unemployed due to the existing pain. Disability, none. Legal history, patient is using J.C. Auto Law for his attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use any recreational drugs. There are no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, and there are no anxiety, depression, sleep, and mood problems. Thank you.